trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
Let's get you a couple things you need to know. First of all, we will talk about the history that Morgan Wallen made at Wrigley Field last week in just a second. But first, Maury Povich, one of our other legends, he is launching his own line of paternity tests. So now when you say, you are not the father, you could do it in that voice if you want. Or you are the father. I don't know your life. Maury Povich said he's launching an at-home paternity test called The Results Are In. And he says, I've seen firsthand how DNA testing can change the lives and bring families together. They also do the opposite. So you can be on the lookout for The Results Are In paternity test you can take home. Now let's talk about Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley signed a Bible that is going to be auctioned off for $95,000. Can you imagine being so famous that that happens? $95,000. Oh, Elvis touched it? Oh, did he write it? No. Did he publish it? No. Did he own it? No. What did he do to make it so valuable? He vandalized it. He wrote in it and made the top-selling book of all time more valuable somehow. That's how famous Elvis was. Now let's talk about Morgan Wallen, who made history in his own right. He went back-to-back sellouts at Wrigley Field, and it's the first time a country artist had done back-to-back sellout nights at Wrigley. And then, if you haven't seen, he also had a charitable moment backstage. He donated $100,000 to the Chicago Park District. So funds are going to help revitalize a local baseball field, which is great for the kids. So you can see all that at US 99 Chicago on Instagram.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.